children. Today we're going to read the story of Hagar. And in this story, you can listen to hear what the Lord said Hagar should do. And Sarai, the wife of Abram, did not give birth for him. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, and her name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, "Behold, I pray, Yehovah has held me back from giving birth. Please go into my handmaid. It may be that I shall be built up by her." And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her handmaid, after 10 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, and gave her to Abram, her man, for a woman to him. And he came in to Hagar, and she conceived. And she saw that she had conceived, and her mistress was disdained in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, "The wrong done to me be upon thee. I gave my handmaid into thy bosom, and she saw that she conceived, and I am disdained in her eyes. May Yehovah judge between me and thee." And Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, thy handmaid is in thy hand. Do to her that which is good in thine eyes." And Sarai afflicted her, and she fled from her face. And the angel of Yehovah found her by a spring of waters in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said to her, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where art thou coming from, and where art thou going?" And she said, "From the face of Sarai, my mistress, I am fleeing." And the angel of Yehovah said to her, "Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands." And the angel of Yehovah said to her, "In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed, and it shall not be numbered for multitude." And the angel of Yehovah said to her, "Behold, thou hast conceived, and shalt give birth to a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, for Yehovah has heard thine affliction. And he will be a wild ass man, his hand against all, and the hand of all against him, and he shall dwell against the faces of all his brothers." And she called the name of Yehovah, who was speaking to her, "Thou God seest me." For she said, "Have I also here seen after him who sees me?" Therefore she called the well Beer Lahai Roy, the well of the living one who sees me. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar gave birth to a son for Ishmael, and Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar gave birth to, Ishmael. And Abram was a son of 80 years and 6 years when Hagar gave birth to Ishmael for Abram. Amen. Now in this story, Hagar saw that she was going to have a son, or at least a baby, and that her mistress, Sarai, could not have any children. And so she looked down on Sarai, and she thought she was so much better, and that Sarai was so much worse than she was, because she was going to have a baby. And so she sneered at her in this way, and then, therefore, Sarai punished her. Wouldn't let her treat her like that. And Hagar didn't like that at all, and so she ran away into the wilderness. But the angel of the Lord met her there. And what did the angel tell her she should do? The angel said that she must go back to her mistress and obey her. Submit yourself under her hands. You must obey her. But the angel also told her that she was going to have a son, and that she should call his name Ishmael, because Ishmael means God has heard, because Yehovah has heard her affliction. That means not just her suffering, but her willingness to submit herself under her mistress, The Lord has seen that and heard that. So he would give her a son, and her son would have lots and lots of children, too many to count. And the angel also said that the son would be a wild ass man, with his hand against every man and every man's hand against him. He would dwell against the faces of all his brothers. He would live out in the wilderness, be like a wild donkey. That's the kind of boy she was going to have. Now, sometimes we are like Hagar and Ishmael. Sometimes we have a tendency to look down on other people and make fun of them. You can picture standing in a group of your friends, and one of your friends isn't there, but somewhere else, and you start to make a little joke about somebody who's really your friend, but you make everybody laugh, and you feel good because everybody thinks that's a funny joke about your friend. What kind of a friend are you being to that person? You're making fun of them. Not so good, is it? And sometimes we get into sullen, sour moods when we're ready to pick a fight with anybody. We can't see anything good about somebody else. We find what's wrong, wrong, wrong. Stupid people get into that kind of a mood. Sometimes we get into a defensive mood where we feel like everybody's against us, and so we're willing to attack them first before they can get us. That kind of a mood is the kind of thing that's meant by Hagar and Ishmael in the Word. And you can see what kind of a life that leads to. Just like the angel of the Lord said, leads to being alone out in the wilderness. It's a cold and dry life, a sad life. You don't have very many friends if you treat your friends like that. But the Lord sees that that's the kind of way that we might go. And so he comes to us and says to us, now listen, what you need to do is submit yourself to your mistress, Sarai. And she here represents the Word. And the Word, especially the parts of the Word that teach us, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, the second of the great commandments. One of the two most important things that the Word teaches is that you should love your neighbor as yourself. We need to submit ourselves to that. The Word teaches us that we should forgive others, that we should have compassion or feel sorry for them when they do something stupid. Not find fault with them, make fun of them, but feel sorry for them. That's what the angel of the Lord says to Sarai, to Hagar, that that's what she must do, submit herself under the hands of her mistress, like we should submit ourselves under the hands of the Lord's Word. It's going to teach us. So this is a thing that we can think about. What kind of a person do we want to grow up to be? Do we want to be a person like Hagar and Ishmael, with our hands against everybody and everybody's hands against us, living alone without very many friends? Or do we want to follow the Lord? We want to let the Lord guide us. We submit ourselves, make ourselves obey. Think about, what does the Lord tell me to do, and make myself do it? Because then the Lord can fill the promise of Ishmael. In other words, he can give us a sharp mind, really useful mind, that's represented by Ishmael, that can see the difference between right and wrong, but use that to help other people, not to make fun of them, to help people, not to hurt them. And then that's the kind of person that we can grow up to be, a person who's happy and useful. Amen.